B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
If you haven't seen this video yet, I implore you to go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page and see the video of Lil Bagel Man.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing, pal. You shut up, too.
You shut the f*** up.
Go ahead and attack me, Jake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Analyze that video so much that I think I can recite it verbatim. I can tell you that in the beginning, when he's yelling at everybody, he has to look up to everybody. He gets on his tippy toes at one point to yell at a girl. Oh my, it's, I watched that video so much. I've never seen, oh, it was just amazing. I was crying.
You kept texting us your commentary like every 10 seconds.
It was so spectacular.
After further review, I've noticed this.
Once was enough for me.
I've never not felt bad for anybody as somebody that you probably should feel bad for as much as him. Like, I don't feel bad for him. I don't. And
it's hard to feel. I feel bad for him, but I understand how people don't because it's tough to relate. Because he probably gets crapped on every day by someone. So it's hard for us to kind of relate to that type of situation.
No, well, I'm glad you said that. And I'll tell you why I don't feel bad for him.
Okay.
After we talk to a witness who was there with a firsthand account of the situation, I've never been more excited to talk to somebody. This is Diana. Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
So you're the one that filmed the meltdown, correct?
Yes, I was the filmer of the video.
Okay, you got to tell me what happened before, because this dude starts going off on women trashing him on dating sites. Did, like, what led up to him having that meltdown?
So no one had actually provoked anything or had said anything prior to him going off. We had walked into the shop around like 9 o'clock in the morning, and we were just behind him online, me and my friend Olivia, who was the one who originally posted it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed he was just a little agitated and we didn't think anything of it. And then he all of a sudden just started going off on the Bagel Boss worker, and then that's when the customers start to step in defending her, and that's when I started recording when he had stepped a little closer to my friend.
Yeah.
And I began recording because it was just more of like a safety thing. I was like, in case anything happens, like, at least I have a video of it.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you were trying to protect her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was he saying to the employee? Like, did the employee say, what do you want, little man, or anything like that to get him going?
No, the employees did not, they didn't say anything. They were just like, please get out of our store. They kept it extremely professional. They weren't going back at him. They were just like, in the first place, they didn't even say anything. He just started yelling on his own.
Yeah.
And one of the workers were like, can you please just step out if you're going to be like this? And that was it.
So he just came in mad.
Yeah.
He just came in mad. How come? So no one called the police?
No, they did. So the authorities were contacted. There were 3 police cars that showed up.
Wow.
They were handling the situation. Yeah. By that time, after they were there and they were talking to everyone, me and my friends had left because we were just, you know, we only went there for just to get a breakfast. We weren't going to stay the entire time. So we had left. I don't know what happened to them afterwards. Nothing's been said. So,
do we know who this guy is? Has his identity been revealed?
Yeah, he works at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Stop it.
No. As far as my knowledge, I have no idea who he is.
No, here's what happened. Okay, so now that I have the story, what happened was he probably was just on his phone as he was walking into the bagel shop and getting yet another rejection from another woman who said something insulting about his height or whatever. And that just pissed him the hell off. So he deflected it onto the poor person, just making him his bagel. And luckily, Diana was there to capture this gold. Do you know? Do you realize I've never seen a video so many times in a row in my life as I did that video that you filmed? I thought my phone was going to explode. My phone got hot. I was watching it so much.
Hey, you owe her some money then.
Right.
That's content creation.
Pay
this girl.
I mean, where does this stop? Should I pay the little man also?
You got a Cash App, Venmo?
Should I throw a couple shekels his way too?
Hey, Diana. Was at any point were you or any of the workers scared? Because a lot of people have been saying, like, it's because of situations like this where people could get physical, or God forbid, he goes out and gets a gun and comes back later. Like, a lot of people have been saying that.
So in this moment, in the situation, when I had started recording, I wasn't, like, in fear for my life, necessarily. It was just a precaution. And when things did turn a little physical, when the man who you see in the video tackled the guy,
yes,
that's when I stopped recording. That's when I was like, all right, I'm uncomfortable here. And my friends felt the same way. So that's why, like, the video cuts off. And that's also why, like, I just backed away. And then afterwards, I mean, I've seen a bunch of comments being like, you know, like, oh, this is why, you know, people do turn physical after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always something that's going to be in the back of your mind. And like, you know, like with this video, we were not expecting this to go anywhere. Like, I didn't record this for it to blow up. She didn't post it for it to blow up.
Right.
It was so unexpected. So it just, I mean, the whole thing, we're still, both of us are just still like, what's going on?
One final question. How tall was he exactly? Because we're trying, from watching the video, we're like, I mean, this dude could be anywhere from like 4'10".
Will you stop? Because he's going to show up here.
Right.
Yeah, what sucks, if he shows up, I won't see him because he's so little. But no, how tall?
Stop.
Like, what are we talking, 5 feet around there?
So I'm
4'11",
and he was shorter than I am.
I told you. I was saying he's under 4'11". You were trying to say he was
5'1". You right?
Yeah.
So you know why? We compared him to the sneeze glass, and he was so much smaller.
My God. Wait, real quick, one more thing, Diana. I saw on your Instagram live stream that the owner of Bagel Boss was offering you guys free bagels. Was that true, or like, is there any follow-up with that?
Yes. So we have been in contact with the owners, and because it's a family business, so we've been in contact with the owners, the family, and they were super nice, and, you know, they appreciated it, like, just the customer standing up.
Yeah.
And we've been in contact with them, and both of us were just like, both me and like some of the family members that like own Bagel Boss were like, well, how did this happen?
So they're trying to do something nice. That's good.
Diana.
Oh, yeah. They're being really nice about it.
Diana, thank you for giving me my favorite video of the year. Thank you so much.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.